It's a bright sunny morning in the forest of Munchen Luncheon. And my, isn't it beautiful? With the sunlight gleaming through the bright green leaves. The birds are singing, the bees are buzzing, and there are brightly coloured butterflies everywhere. Here comes somebody cheerful on this lovely morning. It's Gums, one of Baron Egon Baconberger's werebears. What's he up to? He's got a big glass jar, a notepad and pencil, and a long-handled net.
I'm doing some natural history study today. I've got my butterfly net, and I'm going to catch all sorts of insects to put in my jar. Then I'll draw them in my little notepad and let them all go.
That sounds like a worthwhile way of spending a summer's day. Better than lazing around and sleeping all day, which is what that horrible Terror Ted Snapper is doing. He's asleep in a tree. Which is lucky for Gums, because Snapper really hates anything that doesn't have any teeth. And he hates Gums most of all. Snapper, of course, has more teeth than anybody could ever need. Oh dear, I think he's waking up. Gums' whistling has disturbed him.
What's that horrible noise? It's disgustingly musical. Oh, it's that nasty, gummy little bear, Snip, playing sobby games. I'll follow him sneakily and do something vile to him.
So horrid old Snapper jumps down from his tree, right into a thistle patch. What a net! Poor Snapper. Just when he wants to keep quiet, he lands in some thistles. But Gums hasn't heard him, and he's walking along the riverbank.
There are lots of things here for me to catch. Oh.
Gums catches some butterflies and some other small insects in his net, and he puts them gently into his jar with holes pierced in the lid. Hiding behind a tree, Snapper is watching.
It's the last thorn pulled out. Drat that stupid bear. What's he doing?
Snapper sees Gums catch a fat bumblebee, which he puts into his jar.
Must be catching them for food. That's not a bad idea. Snap, I'm feeling a bit peckish myself. Let's see what I can find.
Snapper has just found a big green grasshopper.
Hello, elevenses.
Yuck!
He's eaten it. How disgusting.
Now then. Where's that bear?
Gums is heading for the cliffs where the Munchen Luncheon River flows into the deep valley. There aren't so many trees and bushes for Snapper to hide behind, and even though he's green, I don't think he could fool Gums into thinking he was a tree.
Oh, I've just stubbed my toe on a rock.
Oh. That's funny. I'm sure I heard something, but there's nobody there.
Snapper had hidden behind a rock just in time. I bet he's just dying to shout and wail about his stubbed toe. Gums walks a little further along the edge of the ravine, looking at wildflowers and trying to catch flying butterflies and mayflies in his net, while that awful Terror Ted stalks in his shadow, just waiting for the right moment to pounce.
Wow! Here come some dragonflies! Oh, I hope I can catch one of them.
Three large dragonflies skim through the air, their brilliant colours gleaming in the sunlight. But they're too quick for Gums.
Oh, well, they were probably too big to put in my jar anyway.
Then Snapper sees the dragonflies, and he runs around, snapping at them as they circle his big head. He has completely forgotten about Gums, and as he runs in circles, snapping, he stumbles and sits down heavily on a grassy hillock. But Gums still hasn't seen him. He's far too busy with his net and his notepad. Snapper's luck really is in today. Or is it?
It's funny. Snap, there's a stinging sensation in my behind. What am I sitting on?
Well, can you guess? Yes, he sat down on an anthill. Those ants aren't very happy about it. And now neither is Snapper. But he doesn't dare yell, because then he'll give himself away.
Oh, oh, that smarts. Oh, I will get that gums for this.
Oh, tut, that was hardly Gums' fault, was it? Now Gums is right at the top of the cliff, and he can see the river flowing over the rocks far below. He'd better watch his step. He doesn't want to fall in. But he hasn't noticed the sinister green shape of Snapper sneaking up behind him.
I'm sure somebody's following me.
I'd better hide in this bush.
Snapper hides in the only place he can see. But he's made another mistake. It's a big clump of stinging nettles. And this time he can't stop himself from yelling.
Oh, nettles! Oh, no!
Oh, crikey! Look at that!
Oh, now I'm really angry. I'm going to tear you into little pieces.
Dear me, I wouldn't want to stick around if somebody said that to me, would you? And neither does Gums. He's running as fast as he can along the top of the cliff with a furious Tereted in hot pursuit.
Oh, where can I hide? Oh, there's nowhere to go. Oh, this is a dead end.
I've got you now.
Gums backs away from Snapper and hears the stones and rocks beneath his feet tumbling down over the edge of the ravine as the grinning Tereted comes closer and closer.
Oh, what do I do now?
I'm going to tear you into bits and then throw you over the edge. Yes, that will be fun.
Poor Gums. He closes his eyes to face his horrible end. But as he does so, he sees, out of the corner of his eye, a narrow gap in the rocks nearby.
Oh, if I can just squeeze into that gap... Oh.
Before Snapper realises what's happening, Gums pokes him in the eye with a stick on his net.
Ow!
And he runs for the gap in the stones. He just manages to squeeze in. It's very narrow and dark, and he doesn't like it at all. But it's better than being outside with Snapper. He tries to poke at his enemy with a net again, but each time Snapper snaps at the wood.
Snap! Snap!
Until there's nothing left.
Come on out! Snap! You can't stay in there forever.
One thing that Snapper doesn't know, however, is that when Gums finds himself in a confined space like the one he's squashed into right now, he starts getting very nervous. He shivers, and he shakes, and his claws get sharp. Yes, he's turning into a werebear.
If you want to play rough, that's okay with me.
And Gums wriggles out from between the rocks with his jar, and he throws it with all his strength at the startled Snapper's head. The jar is broken, and all the bees and butterflies and other winged insects that Gums caught are flying round Snapper's head. It's driving him crazy.
Come on, then. Let's fight.
But Snapper has forgotten Gums. He's too busy snapping at all the insects flying around, and he's not looking where he's going. He's right on the edge.
He's losing his balance.
Well, he's fallen over the edge of the ravine that he planned to throw Gums over. And it's just as well, because now that he's out of that narrow space, Gums has become an ordinary bear again.
Cool. He's bounced all the way to the bottom, and he's not even knocked out. God, he must be pretty tough. Wait, what's that buzzing noise?
On his way down, Snapper dislodged a wasp's nest, and its angry owners are chasing him along the river. I think he's had quite enough of insects and of chasing gums for some time. Don't you agree?
No!